Okay. Je te sens mal.
Good afternoon. This is Joanna from Florida International University, and we are just conducting a survey. We would like to know your opinion how the hurricanes has affected in the Florida area. That will be so helpful for us, your answers. We would like to ask you if you are living in a family home, in an apartment, in a condo, or in a mobile home. We would like that you can help. Oh, this is from the Florida International University. And this survey is about how the hurricanes has affected this area right now. And we would like to contribute with the government and also with the Florida state.
Yeah, with all the things going on with the government, I have my opinions, but I don't want to speak them because they might be vulgar.
Oh, no, but this is pretty much in order to help to the Florida state, right? That's why we would like to know if you're living in an apartment, in a townhome, a family, or in an older.
I'm living
it's
couch
pretty much
couch.
Your.
I'm living couch to couch, so I'm at my grandfather's right now, but I don't really have a place of my own or anything like that yet.
Oh, but you are renting, so.
Correct.
You are renting your this location.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't have a place or anything like that just yet, but getting there.
Okay, but that's helpful because you're living there, so it's just more than your opinion in order to help all the Florida state. And if it's okay for you, I know that you're in Ojala now. You're leasing this, renting this house, but do you know the idea what year was your home built or any idea, or you don't know,
no.
Right?
Not really.
Okay.
But I don't really have a place or anything like that of my own yet. So. But I'm getting there, though.
No worries. Let me just pull out here, okay? Give me just a second. All right. Let me just pull out here. All right. Next question. How many years have you have been a permanent resident of Florida?
My dad was in the military, so I wasn't really a resident. We were all resident from all across the U.S. As I kind of defers, been here, I guess, since, like, 2014, so I guess almost 10 years. And before that, it was, like, 4 years there, 4 years there. I've been all over.
Florida, how is that? How many years have you been resident there?
I think it's been 7 or 8, but him, my dad, and I think it's been longer.
Okay. We can put it on 7 years because you're living there. All right. Thank you, sir. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following cases? Tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, 2, 3, 4, or 5, or none of the above?
Nope. God has protected us.
Okay, not at the boat. Thank you. Okay, next question. That will be really quick. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane in Florida related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, someone, or not too vulnerable?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. If there is a serious hurricane threatening your home, how would you prepare? Do you buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, drive to a home or relate to another area, or what would you do?
I would get prepared for it. Set a, you know, a room where there's no windows and stay there for the remaining hours that it hits us. And
okay.
10 times out of 10, it usually passes by.
Okay, like in a basement, right? Okay, thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Give me just a second. I already running down your answer. Okay, next question. What will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane when a hurricane watch is issued? That's mean possible 48 hours, expecting 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours? Oh, you are not sure.
Well, in advance, like days before it hits.
All right. So 48 hours. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Next question.
Well, I'm trying to get out of this country anyway.
Oh, well, you're living in Florida now. You can help us with your answer, believe me. We help up all the Florida states right now about this. Next question, let's see. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain? Someone was certain or not certain at all?
Yeah, sir.
Very certain. Okay, thank you. So please select your top three sources of information. I will give it to you. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, or others. You can select three.
Well, unfortunately, it's social media.
I know, right? Social media.
But it's everywhere. Oh. Yeah.
All right. And what about radio, TV, or internet?
And things like that. Not radio. I mean, nothing is radio nowadays, you know. It could be like in a car for radio type of stuff. And even then, they plug in their social media. So I would have to say vastly it's social media. And if it's like traditional media, I won't get the full information from them because everything from traditional media is scripted, so that's fake news, in other words.
No, exactly. Actually, right now, social media is pretty common. Everyone is watching, it's taking Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so everyone has access to that. All right, so let's put it down, okay? Let me next question. Okay, we're putting down here. So on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 begins less prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
5 being good.
1 is like you are being less prepared, and 5 that you are most prepared.
Oh, 5.
5, thank you. All right, next question. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of housing, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of child care, or loss of income of employment? How the hurricane has impacted?
I don't think the hurricane's really done much. I think the pandemic's done more destruction for me than any hurricane's ever done any harm to me. you know,
okay.
Like, living in Florida, this is what you're going to get, you know. Like, you live in anywhere, you don't have to live in Florida. You can live in overseas in Japan, you get tsunamis. It's just what you're going to get wherever you live around the water. I don't think it does do affecting on others, but I've never... Thank goodness, by the grace of God, I've never gone through anything like it. So. But yeah, no.
All right. So you can choose, like, Noble Dusabu has affect you, right?
No, I don't think it has, and I pray and hope in the near future it never does.
All right. That's okay. Thank you for your answer. And let's see, next question. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes, flood zone, evacuation, or both, or you don't know?
Yeah, I have no idea. Not my
house. You don't have. Okay. All right. And when will you evacuate it? Well, I know it's almost the same as the next question, but it's like 48 hours, 36 hours, or an emergency when you're here in the evacuated.
I'm so bored trying to answer these questions on this day. Sorry.
I know, but that will help us because the limit, some people are preferring, yeah. Other not.
I saw the phone call. I was like, should I answer this? But I did it anyways because this is actually helpful, right?
Oh, no, but you can help us with your answer. Believe me. We almost finished, sir. Believe me. But that will help us for the whole people that live in there. And you as well, because you're living there right now.
It's been entertaining. Trust me. My day's been very boring, so I appreciate you.
Okay. Can we continue with the other Just to confirm. Give me just a second. Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another state, or you don't have any idea?
An offshore country.
Okay, another state. All right.
Where they don't charge, where they don't charge any income tax. That's right.
I will put it down another country because that answer is not here listed, but let me put it down another country.
Put it
on okay.
Side or something. Yeah.
All right. Well, and how many vehicles are available in your household? One, two, three, or none?
Say it one more time.
Oh, how many vehicles are available in your house that you use in your house?
Two.
I'm sorry?
Two.
Two. Okay. Thank you. All right, we're almost finished. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of this level of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, a state government, local government, or government involved in recovery efforts?
Did you say the Air Force?
The answer is government should not be involved in recovery efforts. That means they don't have to do anything for you.
I mean, the federal government never does anything for me. Local government might do a little bit more than the federal does. State government, I don't know. I don't really state government. So I don't know what the answer for that. I don't like the government. So. Sorry.
That's your opinion. All right. We can bring them. All right. No worries. Thank you for your answer here for this one. And we almost had the other one. Okay. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have in that local building codes are being enforced? That means if you are living in a security house or something, you don't feel confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence from 1 to 5.
Well, if it means I have guns, 5.
Okay. All right. Next one. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. Do you have any, a local land planning in this local? From 1 to 5? Oh, yes. Except, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
3, kind of in the middle.
3, all right. Okay, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk from 1 to 5?
My development?
Yes. Well, yeah, the new developments, exactly.
developing is like, surviving? Or...
But how do you scale from 1 to 5? Not confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence?
I'd say 5, I'm confident about what.
5. All right. And then next one. How much confidence do you have that news developments take into account flu risk? This is for flu.
Flu?
Yes, for flu risk. The next one was for wine, and this is for flu.
I've had one forever. And how confident am I to not get it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, how do you feel confident?
Very high, because I keep my white cells going. I keep them up.
All right. Okay. All right, let's put in 5. Exactly, you have to. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Mitigate. Say that one more time. You have a beautiful accent, so I'm trying to understand it. Say that one more time.
Oh, yes. How much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I've been to a lot of big cities. I played a three.
A three. Reasonable confidence. All right. Yeah. Let's go to next one. I don't want to take more time because I know the probably you're busy too. So let's see. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions.
I wish I was. I wish I was busy.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, it's because most of the people are like, well, I just had 5 minutes. And that's why, well, we
really?
Need to go in fast. But thank you so much for your time.
I have all the time. And it's nice to talk to someone with a beautiful accent. So, yeah. Nice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, really? I'm trying to do this question as soon as we can because the limit, the time is gorgeous for all the people, but thank you so much for
I'm
your time.
With your accent. Are you like Pakistani? You from the Middle East?
Yes. Yes, we're bilingual too. Do you speak Spanish? Or you are learning Spanish?
No, but I'm trying to speak other languages like German and French, but it's not easy.
Oh, no, French is not easy either.
No.
But yeah, that's good that you're learning language. That's good.
Yeah.
Spanish is not too easy too, but you can learn if you would like to do it. All right, sir. Let's see this question. I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise in Florida.
Okay.
So do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it's happening. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if it will be affected, or I don't believe it's happening, or I don't know if it is happening. What will be your answer?
I don't think it will happen ever in my lifetime, but my kids and their kids, they might actually see a sea rise in the world. So, yeah, like by the year 2100, maybe, though, there are going to be a lot of sea rise issues. But anytime soon, no. So I put that probably, what's the number, 1 to 5, you said?
Yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. All right, let's choose one. All right. So let's see next one. Will you consider selling your home, well, in this case, in the private market, as a part of a government buyout program or neither?
Oof. Probably neither. But I would like to sell on my own terms, though, of course. Just not to a private market. It sounds fishy.
Sometimes it's just that the highest taxes are pretty high, the limit. All right.
Yeah, I want to make money off the taxes, not the other way around.
And you don't see that you don't want to help the government, okay?
That's right.
Thank you.
And that's why I answered earlier, really, though. I want to go to an offshore country where they don't charge any taxes.
Okay, well,
and
the United States, the old taxes, believe me. All right, let's see.
It's
if the government were to...
They shouldn't be charging taxes. They should be charging other types of money, like tourism. They should have, like, a revenue for tourism or other things versus taxing people. That's just my opinion. It makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's just me.
And most of you opinion the same, believe me, but believe me, nothing was going to change for that, the taxes.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone
is in
for that.
There's other ways of charging things other than taxes, because they're in debt themselves. They're like $4 trillion in debt and taxes in this country. It's stupid. And you go to Europe, they're nowhere near that level.
Yeah, and each state has different taxes, so it's better to live in some states, but yeah. Thank you so much for your opinion. Believe me, it's helpful for us for that as well.
I know. This is me. Gen Z, we want to reset. we want to click the red button. We start everything.
Everyone wants to do sometimes. Sometimes we think about it. I know, believe me. All right, so let's see the next question, and let me see here. Okay.
Do it.
If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund choose initiatives? Like increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or no action should be taken?
I would say none of that.
No. All right. No option.
Yeah. Increasing
Perfect.
Income taxes. That sounds terrible.
All right. Let's see this one. Let's see. So most of Florida areas has a very low elevation. This is around 10 meters above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, highly concerned, or not all concerned?
Not really concerned.
I'm sorry?
Not really concerned. Like
not really concerned. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. How long do you plan of living in, well, this is a good question. How long do you plan of living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3, or more than 20 years?
Definitely less than a year, probably.
Yeah, I know your answer, but you need to give it to me. All right, thank you.
20 years, that'd be 45, 44, that'd be 45.
No, all right. Yeah, I know your answer, but you need to give it. Thank you. All right, let's see next one. Finally, I just had a few general background questions, and we will be finished, okay? That's almost the last questions. Could you please tell me your age? You are like, I know, right? 18 to 34, 35 to 54, or you don't want to respond this question?
18 to 34, right? 18 to 34, but definitely not in the teens and like right in the middle of the 20s.
Okay. That 20s are the better.
25 is a number, but I'm sure after that, like 30, like my brother's going to be 30. I'm like, that's scary, man. I'm scared for you.
When you're turning 30, believe me, everything changes.
Oh, I know. I'm hearing it from everyone. I'm even hearing it from people that are like 28. I'm like, you're so young.
I'm scaring for the 30, believe me, but well, we need to go to that age. Alright, let's see.
We should all feel young. If you feel young now, 20 years later, you'll like look like it too, you know?
I feel young, yeah, believe me, but sometimes it's like a little stress, a little things to do, but yeah. Turning 30 is not too bad. Alright. Thank you. And I know that your gender is a male, but I need to just ask you, what is your gender? Okay, so let's see this one. Including yourself, how many people live in your house at this time?
Three.
Three, thank you.
Or just me.
I know that you are not under 12 years old, but I will put it down here. All right, and are 65 or older? And in your house?
Anyone 65 and older?
Yes, if you're someone is living for that age, 65 or older than that? Yeah.
Yeah, there is. Okay. They're over 80.
Okay, and what about under 12 years old? No one?
Nope.
All right, let's put zero. Okay. Okay, and you told me that you're married, but what is your marital status? Married, right?
Not married. Not yet.
Not married. Oh. Not yet. Oh, oh well. Okay. Okay. Living with partner. All right.
Oh, I have a bad rap with women.
Let me just see here. And we'll almost finish here. What is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your house? Less than high school, college graduated or graduated degree, or other?
High school for me, grandfather served Vietnam War. He was a soldier. He's been in the military government for many years. And my aunt, I'm not too sure about her life and her history, but that's all I know.
Okay, we can bring high school here. Okay. Thank you, high school. Let me pull it down here. This is a question. Are you Hispanic Latino descent? Yes or not?
No.
No. All right.
Unfortunately. Just kidding.
All right. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? Like white, black African, American, Asian, Native American, or other?
That's so racist. I don't like the word white, so I say Caucasian.
Yes, I have white or Caucasian. Yes, both of them. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's because we have two answers.
It's so terrible when I see that. I see everyone else has like an actual trivial name, or like a cultural name, and then you just see us people white. It's like, wow. People didn't study the history. Like, there are like literally people in North Africa called Caucasus, and then the modern word for it is Caucasian. But they'll never know that. They'll never teach that in school. They just say, oh, they're white. It's like, wow. White cracker.
So yeah, that's why we had as well white Caucasian or black African American, because I know,
yeah,
right,
but
identify the racial groups.
Yeah, we don't get anything on that episode. It's like honestly, my mom's side is like, you know, Germans, and they came to this country, and my dad's side was Irish and English, so I'm not exactly just white. But I like to emphasize that, because it's so racist in this country.
Not thank you for your feedback. Yeah, we had this. I know, right? This is a kind of survey, but if we can bring some questions, we can do it. All right. So what do you choose, sir? Let me see this one. Native American, Asian, or other? Let me know. I just need to.
Just say Caucasian. I don't like the word white.
Or
racist.
Thank you. Okay, white. All right. What language is most often spoken in your home? I think it's English, right?
Mainly English, yeah.
English, Spanish, rather, but yeah, it's English. All right. Next
question. My
mom speaks
Italian, though.
And you learned, or not yet?
No, she really can. She's like so freaking fluent at it.
You had to learn. I know that you probably love to learn language.
I
so
I need to ask her maybe. She's learned it so well. I don't know if she's forgotten it over the years, but she lived in Italy for a few years and spoke it so well. That's something I need to ask her. Seeing her tomorrow, so I'll ask her.
All right. Yeah, buddy. I know that probably you love learn a lot of language, so you need to do it, all right?
I will.
Spanish as well,
all
right?
Thanks to you. I'll always remember you now for that. So I'll just, wherever I go, be like, the lady I talked on the phone about all these questions. She told me to learn another language, which I will. Yeah.
All right. No, that's okay. Give me just a second here. Let me just go to the other question. Let me just run it down all your answers here. Everything is completed here. Okay. So let's see next question. Please tell me which is the income range for your house. If you want to answer, yes, that's okay. It's under, let me check here, under 20,000, over 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, or you don't know, you don't want a response, let me know.
I don't know, I guess it's over 20,000.
20,000 only. Let's see. And well, this is the last question that we have for this service. Thank you very much, Valim. I really appreciate your time. I'm speaking with Mr. Noah.
That's me.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Noah. I really appreciate your time. I know that you had time, but we really appreciate it, right? And yeah, and thank you because we complete the survey, okay?
You have an awesome day.
No, thank you. See you, okay? Have a great day. Happy weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you.